don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to a special edition of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, I'm Greg the Dive Master, but this week, unlike our typical studio broadcasts or some place out on the beach in Fort Lauderdale, this week we're literally on a dive vessel, the Caribbean Explorer 1 Liveaboard, and we are literally anchored just off the coast of San Salvador in the Bahamas with our friends from Explorer Ventures. As a matter of fact, Mermaid Abby is with me. We're standing on the dive deck. Are you having fun or what?
I'm having a great time, Greg, and it just keeps getting better.
We are producing the show during the week because we want to give you a taste of what liveaboard diving is like on board a vessel like the Caribbean Explorer 1. And it's in the evening right now. Matter of fact, we have a diver getting ready to do a night dive, and we've decided to, you know, cancel our diving out for the day, have a drink or two, and produce some of the show for you to give you a little taste of what we've been experiencing here in the Bahamas, the southern end of the Bahamas chain here on the Caribbean Explorer 1 Liveaboard. And, hey, you may want to come and join us for September 6th because we're going to be on this vessel for a dolphin liveaboard trip where we're going to actually take this same boat, the same vessel, up the northern chain of the Bahamas and go dive with wild dolphins. It is going to be a blast indeed. But let's cover the things at hand. What we've been doing right now off the coast of San Salvador in the evening, getting ready to do a night dive. We had a spectacular night dive ourselves just the other night, right, Abby?
We did. We saw quite a bit in the water. Actually, every dive's been amazing, but the night dive in particular, we saw an octopus on the hunt.
We did, and I got it on video. You'll see it at scubaradio.com. It's going to be pretty impressive. The best octopus footage I have ever come across. Well, what are you looking at me like that for?
Are these G-rated photos we're talking about here, Greg?
Well, I don't know. I think I did kind of make a connection with this octopus, he or she. I don't know. Well, it could have been a she, but she was changing colors right there in front of me, and I captured it on high-definition film. It was good stuff. And I think you got some with your official Bonica mermaid cam, did you not?
Yes, the mermaid cam is in full effect. I've got lots of underwater footage, as well as a few little special Abby tidbits here and there.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, I mean, obviously everybody knows Mermaid Abby. Who doesn't? I mean, come on. The world pretty much centers around her. However, you know, one thing you may not know about Abby is that she actually has a superhero alter ego, better known as Super Abby. And we have actually been filming little tidbits for the website. I don't know what's going to happen to this, but she really has taken this to a whole new level.
What's that, Greg? I'm sorry. I was leaping a building in a single bound. I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, you just put those X-ray eyes away, okay? You're making me very uncomfortable, Abby.
Well, Super Abby has to come into effect, especially when I have to get, you know, Greg out of predicaments here and there. I come in, I swoop in, and I save the day. What can I say?
Yes. Well, once again, you'll have to look at scubaradio.com for the official Bonica Mermaid Cam and see for yourself what she has captured. Super Abby Adventures, I don't know what, but I'm sure there'll be some underwater, you know, sightseeing and things that she's encountered here in the Bahamas as well. You have had fun. This is quite a vessel, isn't it?
I've had such a great time, and I really have to say that we've just done nonstop diving because you can't sit out on any of these dives because each dive is different and each one's amazing, and there's something new you see on every single dive.
Yeah, I'd say the highlight so far, and we'll get into detail a little bit later on in the show today, we filmed some Mermaid Abby footage yesterday at a site where, you know, pretty much I think every liveaboard adventure we've been on so far over the last couple of years has had one particular underwater star in the Turks and Caicos. It was, what was the grouper's name?
Loretta
the grouper in the Turks and Caicos. And she was very friendly. She'd come up all the divers and mug for pictures and just have a good old time. Well, they have a male version of Loretta here in the Bahamas named Oscar. And Oscar was at a site where we were at yesterday when we were filming some, mermaid footage of Abby when she had her Scuba Radio mermaid tail on. And Oscar decided to take a chunk out of her top or something. I don't know what he was going for. I mean, I can guess, and I'm sure we'll come up with a little, voiceover for the video, because we captured the entire thing on video. It was quite impressive. But by the way, were you aroused?
Yeah. Actually, I didn't know what was going on. All I know is that Oscar went head first into my cleavage. That's all I know. What can I say?
Yes, well, it was quite a feat, and we do got the video of it, and once again, we'll get it up at scubaradio.com as soon as we can clear it through the sensors. But it was interesting stuff. All right, look, we got someone on the dive deck right now. He's from Colorado. He's getting ready to do a night dive. Kevin, you're getting ready to do your night dive. You excited or what?
It's always a great dive.
The next dive is always the best dive, as they say, right?
The next one. You never know what you're going to see. You never know what you're going to step into. You never know what kind of show you're going to get out of your dive masters on the fantail before and after the dive.
That's right. You know, that's the thing. You never know what you're going to encounter. We're at the site. It's called Sandy Cliff. Have you done this during the day already yourself?
This dive, yes. We were here earlier today.
What did you see? Do you remember what you saw on the site during the day, or is that too long ago?
Oh, we saw dive masters, and we saw divers, and sharks, and turnips. And
sandy cliffs, I guess.
They call it sandy cliffs.
Yeah. So I'm going to say there's going to be a sandy cliff here.
And all kinds of nice coral heads. Swim-throughs.
Hammerhead sharks, hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah. It's either tonight or not, but you got to love it.
You got to love it. I'm sure they'll be hanging around if you're lucky. So he's the lone night diver tonight because everyone, they decided to partake in an alcoholic beverage. And once the drinking begins, the diving is done for the day, as they say. But not for you. You're a diehard. You're going on the night dive. We're going to talk to you. We've talked to you before. We'll see if you survive. We'll talk to you after, okay?
Well, you can dive, 1 week a year. That means you can drink 51 weeks a year. Why mix the two?
Well, good point. A responsible diver. Very seldom do we come across these on Scuba Radio, but God knows we found one on an Explorer Ventures liveaboard. Abby, not in that group, unfortunately.
I really can't hear you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Jeff is one of the crew members here on the Caribbean Explorer 1. This is actually the first vessel in the fleet. Jeff, how long have you been here on the boat? 4 weeks, right?
Yeah, this is my fourth week now, and I've been loving every week of it.
Every week of it, this has by far been the best week, having Scuba Radio on board, right?
Hands down, top drawer. I've got a diver, unfortunately, that's in the water, so excuse me while I go and push him in.
Exactly. Yeah, the crew even has a sense of humor. You got to love it. You got to love it. Okay, Abby, let's move up to the top deck. Let's go up to the promenade deck, as they say, or, I don't know, sun deck. Here at the Caribbean
moonlight
Explorer
deck
one.
Right now, it's the moonlight deck now.
Yeah, let's go get some, let's go see if we see a full moon. God knows we saw one on the last liveaboard we were with Mermaid Abby. And, we haven't had any wardrobe malfunctions other than Oscar taking a chunk out of her top. But, hey, what are you going to do?
It's still early in the trip, Greg. You never know.
This is true.
That's why all your listeners have to actually come in person so they can witness some of these malfunctions.
Well, once again, September 6th may be that special day for you at home. You can join us here on the CX-1. September 6th for a special trip with wild dolphins on this vessel. And matter of fact, let's talk about the boat itself. This is about 100 feet long, I'd say. Very similar to the one in Ceiba. It's actually the same type of boat as the Caribbean Explorer 2 live aboard on their Ceiba itinerary, but it's totally outfitted differently. Now, you weren't on that trip, but you were on the Turks boat, right?
Yes, that's right. Somehow I was left off of the Ceiba trip, but I was on the Turks boat, and that made up for it. That was a great boat, great crew, great time.
But this one is quite spectacular in its own right, don't you think?
No, this is exactly the same kind of experience. You've got a great boat with a great crew, and the diving is, without question, some of the best diving that I've ever done. So, I mean, it just goes to show you that Explorer Ventures is consistent with their level of quality on all their trips.
Yes, and matter of fact, what we've been doing is what they say in the biz, R&D, research and development, for our September 6th trip. And we have laid out the game plan, so to speak, for our adventure, because we're going to have like two or three, maybe three mermaids on board. So you do have to take special precautions, you know, padded rooms, that kind of thing, trying to figure out who's going to be where. And I think we have laid it out quite well here on the Caribbean Explorer 1 for September 6th.
I say forget the life jackets, bring the straight jackets. That's what you're going to need on September 6th.
No doubt about it. This is, that is a given for any scuba radio trip, but that one for sure. By the way, you got the sun deck, you got spectacular food, typical, you know, of all of the Explorer Venture liveaboards. What's a standout in your, you know, in your mind? What do you like about this boat so far?
I say this on all the trips we go on with Explorer Ventures.
The captain. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. We were going to do. You like, you know?
I love authority. No.
She loves being ordered around.
No. It's always the food. I love the food. I dive, and when I dive, I really dive. I get out there. I'm adventurous. And when I get done with my dive, it's great to smell food being cooked from scratch, and it's just sitting there and waiting for you the second you get out of the water. And it's just, you know, makes you feel like you're at home, but better than my home. I don't know about you guys, but I don't have anybody making food for me, so.
Yeah, I mean, all you do is dive, sleep, and eat, literally. And I've gotten plenty of sleep, more than I normally get. I've gotten more food than I normally get, better food than I normally eat. And obviously, diving is first class.
I think this is an interesting trip because we have been pretty mellow. I've actually been, you know, having some R&R, really enjoying myself because it's just been such a nice, relaxing trip. But come September 6th, we're going to have the same crew, and I don't think they're going to know what hit them. By the time you factor in Denise and Nikki, it's going to be, you know, insanity, total insanity.
Well, you know, the thing is, we kind of have to be low-key here, Abby, because we want to come back. And obviously, if we were to pull out all the stops on the first adventure like that, they would never have us back in September. So we're getting the lay of the land. We're getting the crew on our side, so to speak.
So what you're saying is we're pulling the neoprene over the crew's eyes.
Yes, something. Yes, I like that. That works. Let's talk to some of the other passengers on here. We got Michael, right?
Mike, yeah, this is Mike. Actually, Mike's been, he has a little spot next to me on the dive deck. So we get ready together before every dive. And he's like almost my dive buddy. Well, I mean, you're my water dive buddy. He's my deck buddy, essentially.
What am I, like chopped liver? What do you mean?
I'm saying I prefer Mike. I'm sorry, Greg. I don't know what to say. No,
oh, okay. Well, we'll talk to Mike. He's from Fort Lauderdale. We met him at the airport. He was a good guy. Yeah, we got to talk to the captain, Captain Lull. We got our waterproof wetsuits. We got to talk about the night diving. We got more with Oscar. We got all kinds of crazy stuff we got to cover to give everybody back home a little sneak peek of what liveaboard diving's all about, don't you think?
Yeah, we've got lots of info to share with all the listeners, and hopefully if they can stand us, they'll stick around and find out a little bit more.
And then join us September 6th. Once again, go to ExplorerVentures.com on the web, and stay close because we got more coming up from the Bahamas.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Brand new angle, quite a commendable. East side road to it's a fashionable.
Hi, this is Joshua Daniel from the island of St. Eustatia. Until you make it to the island, please keep listening to the Super Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba, like scuba diving.
Scuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
To Scuba Radio.
Tuba Radio.
Yeah, it's close enough.
Super Radio, the first world radio show devoted to diving.
I feel like dancing. Just keep right on dancing. What a damn jolly good idea. It's such a jollification, as a matter of fact. So trace your mom, my dear. I'm to be some moonlight. Together we'll shine across the sea. Revelizing every night. Meantime, baby, I ask you to be my Valentine. You say. Then
adorable.
Seaside rendezvous.
Woohoo.
Seaside rendezvous.
Give us a kiss.
Well, you know, it's kind of like a seaside rendezvous. That's what we got going right now here on the Caribbean Explorer 1 Live Aboard. Thanks to our friends at Explorer Ventures. Once again, exploreventures.com. Check it out on the web. Mermaid Abby is with me, and sitting next to her is her, I don't know, she needs like more than one dive buddy. So Mike has been nice enough to jump in and assist when I wasn't covering that base good enough for her, evidently. Is that right?
You know, I need an entourage when I travel, Greg. And, you know, since you weren't there, Mike was there to cover your back. So
okay, entourage, posse, I don't know. You've been recruited into some kind of cult there, Mike. I don't know how you feel about that. Are you good with it or what?
I've been pretty good with it. It's been fun dressing and undressing, Abby.
Well, we'll add you to the list because it's pretty long. What is it?
He's Mike Shiveris, okay? When I need help, he's there. You, meanwhile, are, you know, fiddling with your whip.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so, Michael, let's talk about your dive experience, because you've been doing this for some time. You've been telling me, back in the day you were in the armed forces and you did some diving back then. Is that how it all started for you, or what?
No, really, I did a little bit of diving in the Navy, but after I got out and after I went to school, I started diving, and was actually here at San Salvador three different times, and it's enjoyable to come back and see some of the old friends. Oscar was here many years ago when I was here, and the reef is still alive, and it's a change of pace to see actual fish, where so many other places I've been lately, you don't see one grouper or any fish that you could eat in a week, and here they're all over.
Yeah, you got Oscar the grouper. We've seen a couple hammerheads, two or three minimum. I've gotten one on film, and we've seen some obviously other sharks and critters and things like that floating around. The geography of San Salvador underwater has been quite impressive. What do you think, Abby?
Yeah, I love this. All of these dives have been very adventurous because you've got just all of these caves carved out in the coral and just tons of swim-throughs. So if you're kind of an adventurous diver and you like to be immersed in everything that's around you, I mean, it's just great for that. And you can just swim all around to your heart's content and pretend like you're on some kind of, like, you know, covert mission throughout all of these different tunnels in the coral.
Yeah, you know, it's not technical cave diving. It's all where you can see your exit pretty much, and you'll just do a bunch of interesting swim-throughs, cavernous-type formations, but very grand. I mean, you go down these swim-throughs, and you dump out at 100 feet out on a beautiful wall. It's quite impressive. Let's see. This is our third day at San Salvador. This is the farthest away we've been from port, I believe, too. So any standouts in your mind?
As far as dive locations go?
Yeah. Well, Oscar, obviously. But, you know, as far as the dive sites?
Well, you know, the dive site with Oscar was Runway 10, and that was actually a great dive site. And Oscar is just very active, and he'll come and he'll socialize with all the divers. Now, for whatever reason, I was a little rejected by Oscar, whereas Loretta in the Turks and Caicos cruise was all over me. That fish was all about me.
Well, yeah, but Loretta, you weren't doing the mermaid thing, were you?
That's true. Whatever it is, you know, apparently all sea life are intimidated by mermaids.
They are. We proved this when we did our little research in Guadalupe with the great white sharks. We put the mermaids in the water, the great white sharks dissipate. We put the mermaids in the water here in the Bahamas, San Salvador, with Oscar the grouper. What does Oscar do? He tries to take Abby's top off, and then he splits. I mean, you know, if something's wrong with air, maybe you guys just have that power. I don't know what it is, but we're going to get to the bottom of it eventually. More coming up from the Bahamas. Stay close. Are you ready for Live Aboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning Live Aboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com.
Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear.com. And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master on the Caribbean Explorer, one liveaboard in the Bahamas. Literally, we are floating just off the coast of San Salvador in the Bahamas. And I believe this is one of the, or is it the most southern tip of the Bahamas? Captain Lowell, help me out. Is that true or not?
That is not true, no.
Are we close to the most southern tip of the Bahamas or no?
We're pretty much in the central part, central east of the Bahamas.
Okay, so I was totally off base, which wouldn't be the first, but it feels south of the Bahamas. But
this is not the first show devoted to geography. It's the first show devoted to diving, so there's a reason that we're not exactly sure of our whereabouts, and that's why we have Captain Lowell.
Okay, I think I could fix this, because I think we are on the southernmost tip of our itinerary here with the Explorer Ventures Liveaboard. Is that right, Captain Lowell?
That is correct.
Thank you, yes. All right, so, Captain, you've been doing this boat for how long on the CX-1?
I worked on the boat, started in August of last year as a dive instructor slash deckhand, and then became captain about 6 weeks ago.
Nice. All right, and by the way, just to clarify things, Captain Lowell is not tired. He is from California, and he just talks that way.
Dude.
So, do you like this gig, Captain Lowell, or what?
It's something that I've wanted to do for a very long time, and I'm lucky enough that Explorer Ventures allowed me to become captain of this vessel. So, yes, I'm very excited about being on this boat.
Now, you know we're coming back here in September. We're doing a little R&D this week. You've met Super Abby. Are you impressed? Are you scared of what potentially could happen in September?
I thought it was going to be a bigger production with Super Abby. But once I saw her with her fins off trying to make it back to the boat.
She's pretty damn small, isn't she? She's borderline little person. There's nothing big about her any way you look at it.
But, you know, I was honorary captain for a few minutes today.
Yeah, we almost died. Yeah, I'm not so sure if that was such a great idea. But we got that. And plus, we got to talk to some more of the passengers on board. We got a couple from the UK, and you will hear them next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat. I'll show you the coral reef. And we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get you resort certified. Couple of hours.
Oh, I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
On
on board the CX-1. I am Greg the Dive Master, special edition of the Big Show, giving you a little taste of what we're going to experience September 6th on the same vessel, a different itinerary, but similar adventure in store for you if you want to join us. ExploreVentures.com. Check it out on the web. Now, let's talk to some of the passengers on board. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Robert, and we're from Weston-super-Mare, which is in England. And although it's on the sea, it's not actually a place you can dive, I'm afraid.
But I hear you have some cold water diving there.
Oh, plenty of cold water diving. Cold water we can do. This is nice and warm here.
Yeah, and it actually, this is your second liveaboard adventure, right?
It's actually our second trip on this boat. We were here last Halloween when Tropical Storm Noel blew in, and when it blew out, it was actually Hurricane Noel, and tied us to the dock for 5 days. So we had 1 day's diving and 5 days...
Hurricane party.
Yeah, all expenses paid hurricane party, yeah.
Nice, all right. So it was a fun adventure, but not what you expected. So actually what happened, Explore Ventures said, come on back, you need to come back and see what it's really like, and so far you've experienced a true liveaboard adventure, right?
That's right, yeah. I mean, we didn't expect much. It's the weather, you know, nobody's responsible for that. But we got a really nice letter from Venture Explorers just after we got back to the UK saying, you know, sorry about that. It's never happened in 20 years. Please book again free. So, yeah, we took the flights and here we are.
Yeah, so you've been having fun. You've been enjoying it.
Oh, well, the sea's flat this time, so it's nowhere near as exciting.
Exactly. Okay, there hadn't been as much drinking yet.
No.
The week is not done, my friend, and you haven't seen Super Abby pull out her whole drinking costume. It's pretty impressive.
That's true, yeah. We've seen a few other costumes, but not the drinking one, though.
Now, what about the diving? Have you had a highlight so far that you've experienced on the boat or underwater here in San Salvador that stood out in your mind, like, hey, this was really cool?
I think probably today, Double Caves. It was a bit of a mixture. There was a bit of current because of the time of day we were here, but we saw two reef sharks, some huge barracuda. And it's just a really nice set of dives around here because there's so many cut-throughs and canyons and bits and pieces you can actually play around. And most of the time, you're actually not very deep. So you can actually spend an awful long time down here.
Yeah, the swim-throughs are impressive, and the visibility a little better than what you typically have in the UK from what you were telling me, right?
Well, yeah, I can see my hand, yeah. It's useful.
I would say that's not really the best kind of diving, you know, being that when I go diving, I kind of want to see at least what's in front of me, but you can't see your hand, really, in front of your face in the UK when you're diving, huh?
You just have no sense of adventure. That's your problem.
Okay. I just have to, you know, broaden my horizons. Fair enough. All right. Well,
narrow them. Narrow your horizons.
Okay. All right. Just add it to the list. That's what I'll do. Cold water diving. It's up there. Well, maybe kind of under about 20 other places we get to go. Right, Abby?
Well, they call you the warm water wuss for a reason, Greg. And that's why we stay in the Bahamas.
This is true. And by the way, we got to talk about our waterproof wetsuit because, you know, yeah, I am a warm water wuss, but I couldn't tell this week. Could you?
No, actually, you maintained very well. I couldn't tell. And there's a reason they call me Super Abby, and it's all due to my waterproof wetsuit. I'm indestructible in it.
Yeah. We'll talk about that next. Stay close.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swap-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. The third largest barrier reef in the world. Caverns. Blue holes. squalls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. CoralCavernsResort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 17. Painstaking research has uncovered 7 documented cases since 1990 in which the beautiful and venomous lionfish told the truth.
Okay, what is this, a stupid contest?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. We have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training from Divers Alert Network in the studio. Jeff, you feeling okay today?
I sure am, Greg.
Glad to hear it. I was afraid you weren't feeling well.
Why would you say that?
Well, I've been hearing a lot about the Dan crew going green, and it had me worried.
Dan is going green. That's true, but it relates to our environment, not our health.
You know, we've talked about eco-friendly diving before. Does this have anything to do with it?
It has everything to do with it. The short version of the story is that if we don't take care of the environment in which we dive, we won't have it down the road.
And the long version?
It's too long for a tip. But there are a few things that we, as divers, can do to keep both the environment and ourselves in better shape.
Such as?
Well, streamlining your gear for start. It's a simple thing to do, but it makes a difference. I can't tell you how many times I've watched divers damage reefs with dragging equipment.
I'll take it one step further. Divers need to make sure they're streamlined as well. There's plenty of damage done by folks dragging fins or flat out kneeling down to take photos or get a closer look.
You're absolutely right. And that ties right back into buoyancy control, since controlling where you are in the dive not only protects the environment, it protects you too.
You mean from stuff like cuts, scrapes, fire coral?
Exactly.
Streamlining probably contributes to keeping you free from entanglement and other hazards too, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
What else can you do to go green?
Sometimes it comes down to what you don't do. For example, not touching things like marine life, anchor lines, and coral can protect not only you from stings and bites, but it protects them from damage as well. This is an especially good approach in avoiding problems with microscopic critters that may live on anchor lines or on reefs.
But what about things like lobstering and spearfishing?
Well, there are exceptions to every rule, but when you're doing that kind of diving, make sure you're adhering to local game laws to ensure future generations of critters.
And ensure you stay out of jail.
Yeah, that too.
What about above the surface? Got any ideas on how divers can help there?
You know, that's a whole topic unto itself, but one of the easiest ways to have a positive impact is to participate in cleanup days.
Which you can find in a lot of places these days.
Yep, and you'd be amazed by the difference your contributions can make on that front.
How about any other tips?
Well, like I said, environmental tips outside of diving are a topic unto itself. I'd recommend doing some research to see what ideas you can incorporate into your lifestyle. The internet is a good place to start, or you could keep an eye on Dan, as we'll be working to incorporate changes ourselves. But however you do it, just remember that each small change an individual makes adds up to a big collective impact.
Even if you're not diving the big blue, going green is a great way to reap big benefits. By being an environmentally aware diver both in and out of the water, you not only protect the world we all love to inhabit, but you protect yourself as well. So take those simple steps and surprise yourself at what a difference they make. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back live here in the Bahamas on the CX-1, thanks to our friends at Explorer Ventures. We are going to talk about our waterproof wetsuits here in Hour 2, as well as Conception Island on our itinerary. That has been one of the stops that we've had. But literally, we've spent the last 3 days on the liveaboard here off the coast of San Salvador in the Bahamas. And Captain Lowell, give us the rundown. What is unique about San Salvador as far as an island here in the Bahamas?
San Salvador is special because it is the site where they believe that Christopher Columbus first set anchor. And we know this because on one of the dive spots named Telephone Pole, there's a monument there. So that monument signifies that Columbus actually set his anchor right at that very spot.
At least the monument says that, Abby.
Yes, Nina Pinta and the Santa Maria, right? I pose next to the monument in my very statuesque explorer pose.
Yes, it did look very official, too. What was that exactly? It looks like broken discs or something. What is that monument they got underwater? You have any idea what the heck that is?
No clue.
Okay. Well, but it's a marker.
Yeah, it's where he first anchored in the New World. And
by the way, how many monuments are here at San Salvador to say the same thing?
I believe there's three.
Three, okay. All right. But so you got to hit all three of them, you know. But he's been here. We know that much. And it's an interesting place. There's a very rocky, land, and there's some very secluded beach areas that we did some footage at that basically Mermaid Abbey went over there to the beach for a little video shoot. We set her up on the rocks, and along came a wave, and in just perfect timing, just totally washed her out. It was awesome.
Yes, yes. Fortunately, we do not have video of this encounter. Thank goodness. But I was, I have a slight concussion, but the pictures came out well, so everyone's happy.
Yeah, she hurt her head, but she doesn't use that anyway. But Captain Lowell, so what do you think? What about San Salvador? Is that your favorite island here on the itinerary? We spent the most time there so far here on the boat, or is that just how it goes?
As far as underwater, it's my favorite because right now is about the right time. We're in the waning season of the hammerheads. The water's a little bit cooler, around 75 to 79 degrees. As far as underwater, yes. Conception Island, however, is a bird sanctuary, and we have just started to go into the island, and there's a little lagoon where we go in, and there's turtles and sharks in this lagoon, and we could snorkel with them. So land, it's a little bit more fun.
What about the depth? It seemed like when we were at Conception Island on the way down, we stopped for a couple dives. They did seem a little deeper than here on San Salvador. Is that just the sites we were on or what?
No, the reef will drop off dramatically at Conception because just of the formation of the island itself and the way that San Salvador is formed. There's more of a plateau and then the sheer drop on the wall.
Nice. But we got some really cool swim-throughs here off of San Salvador, which were quite impressive in their own right. Have you ever done swim-throughs like that before, Abby? That was, I don't think that's been anything I've seen that dramatic in my diving career.
No, actually, I haven't. There's just multiple swim-throughs. So, I mean, almost on every dive that we've been on, there's been a swim-through of some sort. And just the reefs are just so ornate and large that you can lose yourself in them. And, you know, that's what diving's all about, finding new things and exploring.
Yeah, you know, the underwater attractions from all three islands have been quite impressive, especially when it comes to those swim-throughs and those big cavernous cracks in the reef. It just makes things just that much more fun to see, whether it's Long Island, San Salvador, or Conception Island, which we're going to do tomorrow, and you'll hear all about it during hour two.
Yeah, Greg, there hasn't been a single disappointing or dull moment on this entire trip, except for the show.
Well, of course, that's a given. And more coming up, whether you like it or not.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey everybody, this is Aaron from Liquid Assets TV inviting you to dive into something different on your next scuba vacation. Liquid Assets is shooting two television pilots aboard the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 during the month of September, and we want you, the real diver, to be a part of it. Get involved from the ground up as we create the next exciting wave in diving television. For more information, go to www.liquidassets.tv. We'll see you on the boat.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Guy Harvey. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master on the CX-1 Liveaboard. Thanks to our friends at Explorer Ventures. Check it out, exploreventures.com. All right, a very international crew here on board the CX-1, as you've heard so far. Lowell from California, that's his own country in its own right. Now we got Jeff with us again, back off the dive deck after doing the night dive with Kevin there. How you doing there, buddy? You're from Canada, though, too, right?
Yes, I am from Canada.
No. So, Abby, you wanted to have him do what now?
I just want him to say boat or a boot, something. Say,
talk about the boat or talk about something.
Is this the proverbial dance monkey dance right
yes,
now?
Dance
oh, okay.
Right.
I'm going to start dancing right now. So I could start talking about the boat, or it's about this or about that. I don't understand because I can't hear my own accent right now. You guys really hear
no.
the...
I don't hear it either. He's not from Canada. He's just yanking our chain, isn't he?
I want the stereotypical South Park Canadian accent.
Oh. Can you do that, Jeff?
New dude about it.
Oh, there it is. All right, good. Now, do you dive differently there, being that you're from Canada, or what?
Yeah, well, we put our fins on our hands, and we make sure we put our dry suits on all of the time. The sea thingy that we put on our face, we put backwards, and the breathy thingy we just don't really use.
Now, that sounds like Mermaid Abby when she's been drinking.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Mermaid Abby never drinks and dives.
Oh, that's true. But you have a good time meeting all these folks week after week, yeah. I would imagine, right?
Yes, definitely. We have we always have a good amount of people that come on the boat here. Always interesting to meet different personalities, different people. And, I've really enjoyed so far the last month that I've been here on the boat.
He's all about it.
Exactly. Now, what about it? Do you like San Salvador or the other islands, Conception or what?
I prefer the diving so far on San Sal, definitely. I discovered my new favorite dive spot today, which was La Crevasse, which was incredible. Unfortunately, you guys missed it because you were relaxing or resting up for your second dive. But, La Crevasse was definitely an incredible dive.
I'm sorry I missed the crevasse.
Crevasse.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes with all the play, you need a moment to rest and relax, and that's exactly what we did. We utilized that time. Mm-hmm. It was great. But, you know, I don't know why we're not to the bigger subject here, Greg.
And that is?
How I destroyed you and Jeff over here at poker.
Because I don't remember such nonsense.
I didn't really get destroyed so much as, Greg actually cleaned us all out, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's how I remember it, too. And guess what? It's time to take a break. And we'll leave it at that. You remember what?
I do remember another part, of course, you know, once Abby's...
I just remember me winning and sending everybody home crying like little girls.
That was me.
So... we'll leave it at that. That's how I remember it, and being that I host the show, that's how it's going to go. Hour two is on deck. We will be back after diving Conception Island. You'll hear all about it right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Each little snug here, cutting a rug here, under the sea. Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot, under the water. Yeah, we look here, now we can fuck here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.